All right, make sure you're in fellowship as we continue on here to conclude the episode of Jacob usurping the blessing intended for Esau, but rightfully his via Bible doctrine otherwise. Esau has a meltdown, begs his father for something in terms of blessing. And essentially Isaac proclaims judgment against him and his progeny based on their rejection of God's plan, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, otherwise under negative volition. This news then settles in regards to Esau's mind, and he basically adopts a perpetuated attitude of anger in regards to the situation. We see another episode of Rebekah's involvement then, getting involved based on what she hears Esau's planning to do. That's now verses 41 through 46, which winds up chapter 27 for us here. I've titled it Esau's Hatred, Rebekah's Manipulations. Verse 41, so Esau bore a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. So Moses records the reality, and that is the blessing was from his father, and rightfully so. But Esau obviously then becomes angry in regards to the whole ordeal and his brother Jacob. You have the wow consecutive followed with the cow perfect third masculine singular verb shatham, S-H-A-T-H-A-M. Means to bear animosity against, hence to hate, literally, based on Brown Driver's Briggs. So he bore a grudge. So he had animosity against and bore a grudge. Esau, being the subject of the grudge bearer, sign of direct object, and that was towards Jacob then, proper noun, all because of the blessing. Over the blessing, literally, you have the preposition all, A-L, definite article, noun for blessing, common feminine singular absolute, Baraka, B-E-R-A-K-A-H, with which his father had blessed him. You have the relative pronoun is share, A-S-A, S-H-E-R. Then our noun, our verb for blessing in the P-L, perfect third masculine singular, Barak, simply Barak, B-A-R-A-K. His father, your noun, Av, A-V, common masculine singular, construct third masculine singular suffix. And Esau said to himself, and he said, literally, wow, consecutive, our verb amar, A-M-A-R, Calvin, perfect third masculine singular, Esau, literally in his heart, within, preposition bet, followed with our noun for heart, common masculine singular construct, third masculine singular suffix, lev, L-E-B, the days of mourning for my father are near. First, you have the verb to draw near, cal, imperfect third masculine, plural verb, karav, Q-A-R-A-B. They will draw near or approach, that being days in time, common masculine plural construct, yom, Y-O-M. The days of the mourning of my father, which obviously looks at the fact that he's died. You had a common masculine singular noun, construct Abel, Abel, E-B-E-L, mourning, lamenting of my father, of, A-B, with the first common singular suffix. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. Wow, consecutive. And then our verb to slay or kill is a cow imperfect first common singular, harag, H-A-R-A-G. Sign of direct object. Object of the slain is Jacob, proper noun. His brother, Ach, A-C-H, with the first common singular suffix. Verse 42, now when the words of her elder son Esau were reported to Rebekah, she sent and called her younger son Jacob and said to him, wow, consecutive, followed with the verb here, hafal, imperfect, third masculine singular, nagad, N-A-G-A-D, passive, and when it had cause to be, passive, causative, when it had cause to be made known, literally, hence reported, as is translated, were reported, to Rebekah. You have the preposition lamed, follow the proper noun, Rebekah. That being the words of, you have the sign of direct object or noun for words, matter, thing, common masculine plural, construct devar, D-A-B-A-R. Of Esau, proper noun, her son, the eldest, her noun for son, common masculine singular construct, third feminine singular suffix, ben, B-E-N, the greater, literally, you have the definite article, the eldest, definite article, adjective, masculine singular, absolute, gadol, G-A-E-O-L, hence, the greatest, the elder, literally the greatest, the greater, imperative. Wow, consecutive, and she sent, you had the verb, cal, imperfect third feminine singular, shalach, S-H-A-L-A-C-H. And she called. She sent and she called. While consecutive, our verb to call, cal, imperfect third feminine singular, kara, Q-A-R-A. For Jacob, preposition lamed, proper noun, Jacob, her son, the younger. Common masculine singular construct, ben, B-E-N, repeated. Here, the younger is a definite article with the adjective masculine singular absolute, kathan. Q-A-T-H-A-N, literally small or insignificant here in age, younger. And she said to him, typical construction, wow, consecutive with our verb amar, A-M-A-R, followed with the third, the preposition L, third masculine singular suffix, E-L. Behold, your brother Esau is consoling himself concerning you by planning to kill you. That's always good news. Interjectory particle, henna, behold, H-I-N-N-E-H, Esau, your brother, Ach, A-C-H, with the second masculine singular suffix noun. Consoling is the hit pile, which is reflexive. Participle, ongoing action. Masculine singular absolute, nakam, N-A-C-H, N-A-C-H-A-M, is consoling himself or comforting for him, literally, preposition lama with the second masculine singular suffix. To kill you is the preposition lama, and again, here with the cal infinitive, denoting purpose, second masculine singular suffix, harag, H-A-R-A-G. Verse 43. So she devises another plan. Now therefore, my son, listen to my voice, obey my voice, and arise and flee to Haran to my brother Laban. Vowel conjunction, and now adverb atah, A-T-T-A-H. Son, ben, B-E-N with the first common singular suffix. Obey is literally listen here. Our verb shema, S-H-A-M-A. Cal imperative, masculine singular. By my voice, literally, hear the words, preposition bet. Follow with the common masculine singular construct, first common singular suffix, kol, a word for voice, kol, Q-O-L. And arise, vowel conjunction, our verb to arise, cal imperative, masculine singular, kum, Q-U-M. Flee is the next verb in sequence, cal imperative, masculine singular, here, barak, B-A-R-A-C-H. Regarding you, literally, preposition lamed with the second masculine singular suffix, to Laban, my brother, preposition L, E-L, Laban transliterated, brother, ach, here, first common singular suffix, A-C-H. Haran, literally, in the Hebrew, obviously where he's located, proper noun. Verse 44. Her idea here, her plan is stay with him a few days until your brother's fury subsides. While consecutive, our verb to stay or remain is a cal perfect second masculine singular, yashab, Y-A-S-H-A-B. With him, preposition M, I-M. Third masculine singular suffix. Days, one literally in the Hebrew, hence a few. Common masculine plural, absolute noun for days, yom. Y-O-M. Followed with the adjective masculine plural, absolute. Echad literally means one, but here it's the plural, so it's more than one, but since hence a few. E-C-H-A-D. Until your brother's fury subsides. You have the preposition ad, A-D. Followed with the relative pronoun asher, or asher, A-S-H-E-R. Then you have the cal imperfect, third feminine singular, our word to return, shub, S-H-U-B, here translated as subsides, till it's over with. He's back to his normal state, basically is the idea. Then our noun translated fury is a common feminine singular construct, shema, C-H-E-M-A-H. Literally means to be hot. Your brother, ach. What's the second masculine singular suffix? Verse 45, until your brother's anger against you subsides and he forgets what you did to him. That's not nice. What you did to him. I didn't do anything. That's what she's saying. I didn't do anything. Believers, man. They'll tell them what they'll end up doing when they're under their STAs. Preposition odd, until, again, our word translates subside is literally return. Our verb shub, S-H-U-B, as a cal infinitive here. Until subsiding, now we have our normal term for anger, common masculine singular construct, first time we've seen it, off, A-P-H, in this context, A-P-H. Your brother, ach, second masculine singular suffix, away from you, literally, returns away from you, preposition with second masculine singular suffix, men, M-I-N. And he will forget, literally, wow, consecutive with the Cal Perfect, third match in the singer, Chakach, C-H-A-K-A-C-H. That which you did to him. Relative pronoun is share, A-S-H-E-R. Then our verb to do, Cal Perfect, second national singer, asah, A-S-A-H. Preposition lamed with the third national singer suffix to him. Then I will send and get you from there. Why should I be bereaved of you both in one day? Well, consecutive, our verb is send, shalach, S-H-A-L-A-C-H, Cal Perfect, first common singular. And take or get, well, consecutive, Cal Perfect, verb, first common singular with second masculine suffix, lakach, L-A-Q-A-C-H. Literally, I will take you from there. From there is a preposition men, followed with the adverb sham, S-H-A-M. Why or for what reason is the interrogative particle lama? This iPad has a mind of its own, man. They call it a computer. Sham, S-H-A-M. And then Lama, L-A-M-A-H. Why should I bereave? Our word to bereave, our verb is a Cal imperfect first common singular, shakal. Why it keeps erasing on its own. Alright. Just to make my job difficult, I think. S-H-A-K-A-L. Shakal. To bereave. Followed with the conjunction gam. Also, G-A-M. The two of you in one day, literally in the Hebrew. Adjective masculine and dual. Construct the second masculine plural suffix. Shanaim. S-H A-N-A-Y-I-M. Day, one day is again our noun yom, Y-O-M, plus our adjective echad, E-C-H-A-D. And Rebekah said to Isaac, I'm tired of living because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife from the daughters of Heth like these, from the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me? Conjunction in, and Rebekah said, while consecutive, our verb amar, follow proper noun Rebekah, to Isaac, preposition el, E-L, follow the proper noun Isaac. Our word tired is a Cal perfect first common singular, kuts, Q-U-T-S. Literally means to loathe. My life. Preposition bet. Followed with the common masculine plural construct. First common singular suffix noun. Kayayid. C-H-A. A-Y. Y. I. Y. D. I loathe. In my life, literally, in living. Because of the daughters of Heth, you have the preposition men, followed with the common both plural construct, a word for face, literally, paneh, P-A-N-E-H. In the presence of, translated because, the daughters is our noun, common feminine plural construct, bath, B-A-T-H, proper noun, Heth. If Jacob takes a wife from the daughters of Heth, you have the conjunction M, I-M, if. He takes our verb lakach, L-A-Q-A-C-H. if he takes, that being Jacob, transliterated, a wife, or noun for wife, common feminine singular absolute, Ishashah, I-S-H-S-H-A-H. From the daughters of Heth, same construction as first part of the verse, preposition men, followed with the noun Bath, B-A-T-H, proper noun Heth. Like these, especially, preposition Kaf, followed with the adjective, both plural, Ella, E-L-L-E-H. From the daughters of the land, that phrase is preposition men, Bath, B-A-T-H, daughters, the land, definite article, and our noun, Eretz, E-R-E-T-S, common feminine singular absolute. What good will my life be to me? For what reason? Interrogative particle, Lamal, asks the question, L-A-M-M-A-H. For what reason for me living? Simply in the Hebrew. For me is preposition Lamed with the first common singular suffix, and then living or life, again, is our noun, common masculine plural absolute, Kaya Yim. All right, rereading the verses. So Esau, verse 41, bore a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are near. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." Verse 42, "Now when the words of her elder son Esau were reported to Rebekah, she sent and called her younger son Jacob and said to him, 'Behold, your brother Esau is consoling himself concerning you to kill you.'" Verse 43, "Now therefore, my son, obey my voice and arise, flee to Haran to my brother Laban." 44, "And stay with him a few days until your brother's fury subsides, until your brother's anger," verse 45, "against you subsides, and he forgets what you did to him. Then I shall send and get you from there. Why should I be bereaved of you both in one day?" Verse 46, "And Rebekah said to Isaac, 'I am tired of living because of the daughters of Heth. I loathe living because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife from the daughters of Heth, like these, from the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me?'" Analysis of verses 41 through 46. One, not surprisingly, finding no recourse from his father and lost a blessing. Esau's emotional tantrum, verse 38, breaking down and weeping, transitions to a simmering anger. Two, emotional revolt of the soul often leads to exaggerated remedies to one's problems. When running over your emotions, don't be surprised if the solution to your problem, you tend to come to a decision that obviously is completely and totally out of sorts. That's all right. What's the weather going to be like? It's going to be sunny this afternoon. Where was I at? Emotional revolt of the soul. It's hidden in your phone. No. Again, we see these reactions based on someone who is emotionally unstable. I can't overemphasize the fact that emotionalism, while doctors may pass it all off on chemicals in your body, understand your emotions are related directly to your attitude and your concept and perception in regards to life and how you think. It's a responder, see. And when one gets under their emotions, they tend to make decisions that, looking at the decision, the situation was obviously a lot worse in their minds than what it really was. Obviously, as bad as the deceit was on Jacob's part, it's no reason to kill his brother. But that's the way people get. They get under anger, under that emotion, and even though, you know, what they may have done, was not all that bad, didn't physically harm anybody, no, I'll kill that person. Often referred to as a crime of passion, in that sense, under anger. So you got to keep your emotions at bay. You got to think doctrine, and with doctrine, then your emotional responses are appropriate. Would be no stretch to me to think that he didn't think that his emotional anger was justified. It is almost righteous because of what his brother did. But obviously, that's all just a facade. It's just a distortion of his thinking brought about by his rejection of Bible doctrine in his life. He was guilty of his own crime, of losing that blessing. So three, leading with emotions can be just a facade as a cover-up to intellectual dishonesty, an unwillingness to accept responsibility for one's actions. Can't get your way, can't get what you want. You don't like the way things are going down the pike, how things turned out. You tend to blame people for it, get under your emotions, angry at others. And a lot of times, it's just your SCA using your emotions to cover up you being truly intellectually honest with yourself, to investigate your own life to a T, and see if you're out of line somewhere, see, biblically or spiritually. To create a scene rather than to deal with the problem, the real problem. The problem that's within one's own soul, one's own life, or order of life, as it may be. Again, we can understand emotions that in their appropriate places. Understand righteous indignation. Things of this nature. But still, it often is used as simply a reactive cover-up of not wanting to deal with your own personal problems, the real issues at hand. Esau will not deal with the real issue at hand. He will not be intellectually honest with himself. He's not willing to take that responsibility that he sold his birthright. He traded it for that being a bowl of lentil soup. Instead, he just lets his emotions rule and lets that govern his thinking and his decision-making in his life. He won't take responsibility for his own actions. But he's not going to have that pleasure at the great white throne judgment. For Esau is in that state of mind and now looks for someone to blame with Jacob, the most natural choice. Again, that's what the SCA loves to do, that to excuse one's own failings in life by blaming things on others. Well, this happened to me because so-and-so, or whatever. But not really recognizing their own failings in their own lives as having impact in regards to what happened. See? So for Esau, obviously, the closest target is his brother. So five, the reason Esau is in this position of which he finds himself is attributed to his negative volition and rejection to the plan of God. Of not being the recipient of birthright and blessing, and now the judgment in regards to his very future and livelihood being downgraded greatly. It's like having a silver spoon in your mouth situation, all of a sudden you're out on your own, and it's a harsh world. See? And all this is brought about because of his own choices in life. And the fact that he did not want to line up with Bible doctrine and God's plan for his life. 6, self-pity. That is obviously part of the formula that his STA has conjured up here. Self-pity turns to frustration that now turns to a burning hatred for his brother. How easy it is to feel sorry for oneself in regards to certain circumstances. And when that does not remedy one's and soothe one's emotions that way, then one becomes ultimately frustrated because they're not getting any satisfaction, as the song goes. And then if it's not dealt with at that point in time, then it often turns to anger at the world, at others, etc. Here for Esau towards Jacob. So 7, now the verb bore grudge, our verb shafam, that verb is used of settled hatred. In other words, whatever thinking he goes through, he finds himself perpetuating this anger as a settled determination of attitude towards his brother. Confer Genesis 50, 15. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph should bear a grudge against us and pay us back in full for all the wrong which we did to him?" In other words, that took on a settled animosity towards his brothers for selling him off into slavery. See, over the time, over the years. So it's a settled hatred. A settled, determination of attitude in this regards. Also Job 16:9. Job speaking with respect to God, for said unto him, "Now he has exhausted me. You have laid waste all my company. You have shriveled me up, for Satan and has become a witness. My leanness rises up against me, testifies to my face under his testing." Verse 9, his anger has torn me and hunted me down. Literally, borne a grudge against me. A settled attitude of wrath. Against hatred. He has gnashed me with his teeth. My adversary glares at me. Job 30:21. Use of this word. You have become cruel to me. With the might of your hand you do persecute me. Or a grudge. So 8, now Rebekah further describes this grudge as fury, or term kama in verse 44, meaning hatred that was smoldering or seething, as it literally means hot, following up with the most common word for anger, off, in verse 45. So actually all three of these words describe the mental emotional disposition of Esau in this respect. So 9, the complete package of words describes Esau's attitude of being a result of repeatedly contemplating the event, fueling animosity until a perpetuated hatred reigned. He walks off in the deal, essentially. And the more he thinks about it, the deeper his animosity, the deeper his hatred in regards to his brother Jacob is embedded in his heart from his soul. And ultimately, he just finds a line that the only relief he can find in his own mind is to check him out of this world, get him out of the world. Kill him, that's the worst thing I can do to get back at him for what he's done to me. See, that type of idea. So he thinks about it, lets it percolate. We've all probably been there. Get so mad in regards to a situation, and just keep running it over and over in your mind and let your anger percolate more and more and more until you blow up or God knocks your head up against the side of the door or something. You know. So 10, it further implies it is a type of anger hard to overtly hide from others. This then answers how his scheme became known, as we find out. He does this in his heart, so it reflects his mental attitude. But it becomes known to others. Well, it's the kind of anger, his facial expressions and his burning anger is of such volume that he can't even keep his mouth shut in regards to it. And it's just like people talking themselves around, well, that's so-and-so, so-and-so, you know, I'll kill him. Well, he gets overheard. So 11, now the crux for developing here, to investigate this out, I like to tear these things apart, see what's making this STA tick in such a way. 11, the crux for developing such animosity found root in envy and perceived jealousy. In other words, Jacob took what was rightly his as being jealous, and also envious because Jacob inherits all the goods of his father Isaac. See, we did that doctrine, envy and jealousy. Even though they're somewhat similar, they are different. Envy is desiring what another person has. Jealousy is the reaction for someone taking what one rightly perceives as theirs. So envy, jealousy is perceived, obviously. It's not rightfully his. He gave it to Jacob. He gave it to Jacob. I mean, yeah, the father gave the blessing, but he gave the birthright to Jacob. Here, bro, it's yours. Give me food. See. So the crux for developing such animosity found root in envy and perceived jealousy, point 11, took what he perceived as rightly his, as he rationalized the unfairness of Jacob receiving the blessing, Baraka. The SCA will help you rationalize your own malfeasance, your own disregard, regard to doctrine, and often it will find some other target to lay blame on for your own failings. That's what we all got to be careful about. Be intellectually honest. May bite at others, bark at others, otherwise, but still one must remain intellectually honest and recognize one's own failings in the matter. So 12, now the elements for jealousy here was his loss of fortune, his as we would say, phase two blessing, and power being mastered by his brother Jacob, the hill grabber, as if spiritual ramifications of blessing held no sway over Esau. He had no interest in that. So we can see how he would come about internally in his thinking, etc., in this respect. So 13, now the phrase said to himself, Amar Bet Lev, is literally said in his heart. 14, the negative volition of his soul sponsored what his STA mind otherwise deliberated. Your mind is a brain computer. Your soul is the real you that is plugged in, interfaced with the brain computer. It has the power to decide. It is a decision maker. And it takes the information the brain computer receives, and it decides what it wants to believe, not believe, do, not do, things of this nature. And his volition was negative, therefore he rejects the truth in regards to the matter. And his fleshly mind conjures up the whole scenario that he's an innocent victim. And he believes it for himself. And his brother's actions is worthy of death at his own hand. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, to unite us in these things. In Jesus' name, amen.